This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you find there totally free. Main feature allows you to control the content of the website. You find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you submit it to freetalklive.com as show prep, and then it shows up in our system. Other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive. And again, our phone number here, 800-259-9231. We'll start out tonight with a topic that we intended to discuss last night, but the phones got busy, and, well, we take your calls first. So we didn't get a chance to get to it, so we'll open it up here tonight to the discussion of the concept of national sin. Now, Mark, can you bring us back around to what brought this up in the first place?
So we saw a video on the Internet a couple of nights ago of a woman who was pretending to be sort of this wacky Christian kind of person who would blame a catastrophe on the nation itself. This is, you know, this lady was kind of kidding, apparently, and I don't consider it very funny, but, you know, it's the Internet. It's full of bad jokes. But lots of people aren't. For instance, the Westboro Baptist Church tends to be at soldiers' funerals with signs that say God hates fags, and that soldier died because America supports homosexuality, or whatever it is that their thought process is.
Right. The idea is that so because there are some people within a certain plot of land who believe differently than this particular religious sect might believe about what is and what is not appropriate for people to be as far as their behavior and their personal lives, that because those people exist in a certain plot of land and are tolerated, I suppose, that everyone is going to be punished by this supposedly all-loving God with horrible natural disasters to send a message.
Well, the God there, they seem to be experiencing is much more the Old Testament God than the New Testament God. And just to make the point, I was pointing out that the Westboro Baptist Church, as strange as these people are not that far from the mainstream of fundamentalist Christianity. Pat Robertson
he said many things like that.
Lots of things like that.
He said that AIDS was a punishment from God for being gay.
And, right. Well, I mean,
Jerry Falwell used to say stupid things like that too.
If you thought that being gay was a sin, it would certainly stand to reason that AIDS could very well be a punishment from God for just that. Who knows? But you know, you have to live in this world where God sends punishments down on people, and clearly, there's a segment of the population that believes that way, and it's not just as fringe as the Westboro Baptist Church.
Right.
And to point that out, I went to Wikipedia, found an entry here on Pat Robertson implying on the September 12th broadcast of the 700 Club that Hurricane Katrina was God's punishment in response to America's abortion policy. He knew exactly why God would send a hurricane to New Orleans. And the southern United States, it's because of abortion. It doesn't have to do with the gays in the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. It's abortion, he says.
What about the people who are having abortions in Canada? That doesn't cover them.
Well, this is their warning.
So, it's a warning. They anyway, shot across the bow.
His statement was that it could be connected in some way. Okay. Another preacher, Steve Lefemine, I don't know, the French for the feminine guy, really unfortunate last name, expressed a similar, especially for a preacher, right?
Especially a preacher who's speaking out against gay people.
Indeed. Expressed a similar view, stating that, in my belief, God judged... I don't know whether this guy has an accent or not. I'm just doing it. This is my southern preacher.
Go with it. I want to hear it.
In my belief, God judged New Orleans for the sin of shedding innocent blood through abortion. Providence punishes national sins by national calamities. Makes sense, right? God must punish national sins by national calamities. Greater divine judgment is coming upon America unless we repent of the national sin of abortion. Now, so there he is. He hits this point twice. National sin.
Mm-hmm.
And this concept doesn't make much sense to me. The idea being that God is supposed to, on Judgment Day, this is what I was taught in Christian school, and, you know, I've got a reasonable upbringing in the Bible. Wouldn't claim to be a divinity scholar or anything like that, but I got a reasonable grasp on this. I was taught that God judges us by our actions, you know, whether or not we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, at the end of time, that everybody rises up and that he's going to make his judgments at that point. So exactly how does he go about punishing national sin? I feel that this is kind of contrary to the Bible, except there is the Sodom and Gomorrah example. This is a situation where Lot and, God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because they were bad places. Abraham, you know, God's guy at the time, he says, well, what if there are 50 good men in Sodom and Gomorrah, or Sodom or Gomorrah? I'm not exactly sure how these 50 men would be split up, or whether they'd have to have 50 in each, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You figure it out. It's the Bible. It can be a little evasive in its numbers. And, you know, he works his way on down 50, 25, 30, you know, all the way down to, I think it's 10 good men. God sends in some angels. The angels go to Lot's house. He's Abraham's nephew. He's a good guy. The evil men of Sodom and Gomorrah come to Lot's house in order to take the angels away and sodomize them, as they would do in Sodom. And Lot offers his virgin daughters to them. Here, take my virgin daughters. They don't want any virgin daughters. They're so twisted. They don't want virgin daughters. They want, in fact, these angel fellas. Some people believe that these angels might actually have been Elohim or whatever, and God himself. So, one of them. And anyway, so there aren't enough good people, and Lot and his family have to run away. Lot's wife turns around, turns into a pillar of salt. There you have the Sodom and Gomorrah story, as the fire and brimstone is raining down upon these two wicked cities. So there is some biblical backing for this idea of national sin, but I find it difficult that to imagine that God would judge the whole nation based on the sins of some of them. And it's politicians, right? I mean, if God wants to punish somebody, wouldn't he punish the politicians?
Well, you know, on one hand, Mark, I mean, again, I'm not as much of a biblical scholar. I went to Presbyterian church when I was growing up. I went to church camp as well.
It's almost like church, Presbyterian church, yeah.
So there, of course, there's the story, and you mentioned the Old Testament God versus the New Testament God. Obviously, you've got a story like the Noah's Ark story, where this angry God is essentially so upset with his creation that he wipes it out.
Well, they were fornicating with angels and making giants.
Yeah, but was everybody fornicating with angels back then? I mean, weren't there good God-believing
everybody but
people?
Noah.
Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Indeed.
Okay, because then you go up to a little further with, like, the Jesus story, where Jesus was clearly not a, you know, the Pharaoh or whatever, was not a fan of Jesus, right?
No, what are you talking about, Joseph? Joseph and his Technicolor.
Well, who was it that that persecuted Jesus? It wasn't the Pharaoh. Who
was it? Pontius Pilate.
Pontius Pilate.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. They were all. They all sounded like pharaohs when I was a kid growing up. Like the Pharaoh was doing all kinds of evil things or whatever. So somebody was persecuting him, and clearly some people were on Jesus' side, some people weren't. Right. So you know, the idea would be that this God, if we believe what they're saying, the Baptist Church, these other people are saying, that you know, he would have had no problem just punishing a whole nation of people, you know, in a certain geographic area because some of them, you know, were against his son, right? Or because some of them were doing things that were inappropriate. And would that have happened in those stories? Did that ever happen in, you know, the New Testament?
Well, in the New Testament, no. But even in the Old Testament, in Sodom and Gomorrah, God couldn't find 10 good men. So therefore, now I have nothing to say about the women in this. I'm just reading the story. He couldn't find 10 good men. So therefore, what you're talking about, even on a national scale here, I don't know how many people are in these cities, but you would have to assume 10 men is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of less than 1% of the population.
There's a lot more Christians than that.
Certainly. There are a lot more people here in the United States than you know, some other country that don't believe in abortion. So, I mean, it just none of this makes any sense to me. It's crazy talk.
Yeah, absolutely is. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But then again, what's new from organized religion? You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, some of those features on our website include news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on our updates list. That is news.freetalklive.com. You can follow it via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever one works best for you. News.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a conference on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. They have one berth left in this group that they've purchased, so they have to. It's a they have to purchase these rooms in segments, and they have one berth left in the segment. You can get any type of room that they have. They list on the website an oceanside view, but they have different sides. So just go to cruise.freetalklive.com. They have a telephone number there. Can look at the rules and all that stuff about joining, but you can call them and talk to them about it. cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Benjamin, listening in California. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to connect a couple of stories that you guys have talked about over the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. On Monday, it was brought up that Anonymous was looking at doxing guards at Quantico in Virginia.
Not so much guards, but specifically they're targeting the head of the Quantico military brig as well as one of the agents of the Department of Defense, one of their secretaries. So people that are in charge of the facility are ostensibly going to be targeted for a doxing, which essentially means that they will be anonymous. The hacktivists will be releasing all kinds of information about these people, all kinds of information to the public, whether that means their emails or financial records, who knows, their personal address information, etc. So that's what that means. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, an example of this could be that Tam Pamela, the girl who made that horrible video about the Japan earthquake that you guys were talking about yesterday.
Right, the girl who later on came out and said she's just been trolling all along, that she doesn't really believe this religious stuff, and that was after that video really upset a lot of people.
Right. Now, when I first saw Tam Tam Hamill a long, long time ago, I thought she was joking. I thought she was a troll. But then I became convinced that she was real after spending hours with her live through Blog TV and the speed at which she came up with answers. But then she made that video and then said that she was joking, or that it was all, she was trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about an hour after she made that video saying she was just a troll, she closed her account. And in that video, she talks about the fact that she's tired of getting pizza. Because what happened is she got doxxed. The internet became angry with her and released her personal information, and people started taking out little bits of revenge on her.
So somebody would call Domino's or whatever and order pizza to her house, and then she would have to turn it back because she didn't actually order it.
That's what it would seem like. So I just wanted to bring up how...
Wow.
What's your opinion on this? I mean, clearly you're more of an expert than we are. We just watched the one video from her. Is she kidding, or did she deny the name of Jesus?
Well, I like I said, I used to believe she was real, or that she was fake originally when I first saw her. And then after a while, I became convinced she was the real thing.
I did. When I saw the video, she just seemed real enough to me.
And now, if she says she was just joking, who am I to say she's lying? I don't know her personally. But here's what gets me.
But you had a live, before you go on, you had a live chat with her as well. You didn't just watch her recorded videos.
Right.
You actually found her on some sort of a chat program. Interacted with her.
There was about a dozen or so of us there talking with her. I was trying to see how quickly she would come up with this stuff if she would be live with it. But here's what I don't get is, she said this horrible stuff, but lots of people say horrible stuff all the time. I mean, are we really going to be, she must be joking because real Christians don't say horrible stuff like this all the time? I mean, we see it all the time, pastors and preachers on TV, your Pat Robertsons and your Jerry Falwells, saying horrible stuff after tragedy, after 9/11, after Katrina, after Haiti, you name it. I mean, and we know those people aren't fake, so to say, so to speak. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me whether she was faking or not.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, if she's faking or not, it doesn't really matter. I don't feel like there's mud on Free Talk Live's face because we talked about a lady on the internet who is blaming the catastrophe in Japan on, you know, God's wrath. Because even if it wasn't this one that we saw, you can be certain that there was a lady on the internet that was doing just that.
Right. I mean, and horrible stuff gets said on the internet all the time.
Sure.
Well, you know, and I don't.
So wait, what is your point? Why target Tam Tam Pamela as opposed to Pat Robertson?
I just wanted to point out how doxing has been used in this particular situation, used it as an example.
I see.
But yeah, I don't understand why target Tam Tam Pamela. You know, why do this to her and not you know, attack Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and all that kind of stuff, which I don't even think should be done. I mean, it's just words and. If we don't like what she has to say, don't watch the video.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, to speculate as to what the answer might be, the people that are doing this doxing, perhaps they just don't want to mess with a high-profile target. You know, maybe it's easier for them to pick on a little girl with a YouTube channel as opposed to someone like Pat Robertson, who has serious resources and lawyers at his disposal. And I would agree with you. I mean, I don't care what somebody says. I'm not going to go and out their personal information simply because they made a YouTube video or two or five or ten.
Yeah, she made a lot of videos. I mean, this wasn't...
She was dedicated. That's one of the things that made her look believable, was because she had a long history of putting, you know, these very ultra-Christian-sounding, ultra-right-wing-sounding videos online.
Oh, absolutely. And where other people who do similar stuff are either fake Christians or fake atheists, it's kind of fairly easy to determine whether or not they're joking or just being satire. She really never let on.
She must know her stuff, right? I mean, she's presumably somebody like that.
I could do it.
Right. Somebody like that has to have had some religious experience in as far as working with a church in the past or going to church. Knowing that that level of indoctrination, being very familiar with it, in order to be able to, as you say, come up with answers off the cuff in a live chat, for instance.
Very clever way to rebuke it.
Well, when I went on the Blog TV, I wanted to see how knowledgeable she was, and I have a fairly decent knowledge of world religions, and so I was asking her just different questions about what do you think of Mormons or Baptists or Protestants or whatever, and she was right on the spot with her answers.
Incredible. Thanks for the call tonight, Benjamin. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So another example of what could happen to somebody if they get doxxed. Get pizzas ordered to their house. 1-800-259-9231. Though I don't think that works as well these days because a lot of the pizza places have, you know, the caller ID and they verify stuff like that because they don't want to waste their time delivering the wrong pizzas. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. MyPillow.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site totally free. So enjoy those features, by the way, including listening options. We have live streams there for you of the broadband and dial-up versions. You can hear the latest episode around the clock. 24/7 it's airing there on our live streams of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's not the only way to listen. We've got 94 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country. And you can get details on them, plus our satellite channel, which allows you to listen to satellite transmission of the show without having to pay a subscription fee. In addition, we've got listen lines that allow you to listen from your phone, any phone that can dial long distance. That is there for you. And finally, there's the webcam as well. So you can go and get all those details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you taking any prescription medications? If you are, and you're getting your meds at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. These medications are tested to be the actual medications. They are not counterfeits or anything like that. I've gone through the offices. I know how they run their business, or at least, you know, as best I could ascertain in a tour and trying out the service for myself. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page there. They'll call you back the next day and talk to you about your prescription drug needs. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save up to 70%. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia, whatever it is that you take. Meds.freetalklive.com can help you.
We continue taking your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. Let's talk. Oh, Greg's dropped off the line. All right, so 800-259-9231. Something else that I mentioned last night was the cops are lowering their standards. We've talked about, or at least in some places, Dayton, Ohio specifically. The story is from WLSAM.com. And we've talked in the past about how the government is having a tougher time, specifically the Army is having a tougher time recruiting people.
Not right now, it's not.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, recruitment numbers are up.
It's up because of the economy now.
The down economy, yeah.
Have they raised their standards? Because over the years, they've been lowering and lowering and lowering their standards to allow even the, you know, dummies.
I can't answer that.
Yeah, the dummies that can't shoot straight into the military. That's what we've seen this trend over the years. Maybe the recruiting numbers are up due to the economy, but I'd never heard that they were raising their standards. That doesn't mean I would hear about it if that actually happened. And we did report on this over a number of years, how they continue to you know, slice away the quality level that is an acceptable quality for their recruits. And now we're starting to see that in some police departments. Of course, we've also talked in the past about how some departments refuse to allow intelligent officers to get on their squad. I believe it was New London, Connecticut was one of the departments.
There were several. As a matter of fact, this has gone all across the United States. And the idea being that somebody with a better mind would get bored doing the kind of work that it takes to do police work, I don't know. It would seem to me if you were, say, studying the little law book that they give you while in your spare time, that would suck up, you know, some of your busy mind time. I don't know.
Well, I think that one of the unspoken concerns is that a smart cop is more likely to think for himself, is more likely to critique the orders he's given, is more likely to say at some point, no, that goes too far. I'm not going to enforce that law. A smart cop is more than likely to be a little bit more of a disobedient kind of a cop. It would seem that way.
Well, you don't want somebody who thinks for themselves. You know, those that are in power may not want someone who thinks for themselves in that position.
Right. They want someone who's just going to follow orders. And so they probably figure that by keeping cops out who have an IQ above 110 or whatever it was, that they will reduce the likelihood that they'll have officers on the squad that will actually refuse to obey orders.
I'm wondering if that's the only criterion they use. For example, maybe there's some kind of indicator in the testing that would indicate that they are more independent thinkers. I don't think the IQ thing is the only thing. I think maybe that's the excuse that's given.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that because there's a lot of very intelligent sociopaths in positions of power.
This is true.
But I think that, you know, a lot of them are profiled to see whether they follow orders or if they would object to something morally if they were given a bad order. So I don't think that's the whole story.
We've also talked to a police trainer, somebody who made his career for a long time doing police training. In fact, the guys over at copblock.org did an interview with the same guy not too long ago, a few months back. And I'm not going to mention his name, but I can tell you that we met him in person at a Liberty Forum one year. And
sure looks legit to me.
The guy was for real.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how over the last 15 years, he's seen a steady decline in the quality of police recruits. And that it's something that is so frustrating to him that he couldn't do his job any longer. He ended up quitting his job as a police trainer because he was so sick of seeing these dolts and these, as he called them, badge heavies come on board. And a badge heavy is like somebody who it was his description that a badge heavy is somebody who watched too many cop shows and wanted to be, you know, the tough cop kind of enforcer guy.
Saw that whole Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, whatever, that, you know, wanted to throw his weight around, a badge heavy as a cop, and that he wasn't seeing a lot of people getting into the policing business for the reasons he thought they should, or the reasons that they might have, say, 3 or 4 decades ago.
You know, I was just speaking to an officer today, an ex-officer, excuse me, a guy who'd been, you know, retired from the force, as a matter of fact, and he ran for sheriff in his town. This guy knows what he's talking about. He had been working the streets. He said as a beat cop, you had to work 5 years before you even had a chance at sergeant. Mm. But there weren't sergeants in his squad that were less than 30. So that things have changed entirely, that it would take you 3 years to know your beat, and that the expectation was that then you'd move up to sergeant, you'd know the beats of other people, because you'd, at least to some extent, then you'd move up, and these people would be experienced. He said that just stopped when they started putting them in cruisers out of the gate. And so therefore, in his opinion, nobody who came on the came on the payroll after 1968 or something like that was of any value. I'm sure that you know, people tend to be that way, sort of exclusionary. But he made a pretty good case for it, and what he's doing is he's reiterating the things that you're saying. He said that essentially the drug war came along when Nixon instituted the first leg of the drug war, and they began hiring all these cops. There were the riots, in many places around the United States over civil rights and stuff like that. The police departments just kept on growing, and once it started growing, that's when things really...
the SWAT teams came in, too, and there was even a show on TV back in the early 70s called SWAT that kind of glorified the whole SWAT team thing.
Sure.
But you know what I found interesting? I happened to be listening that day to Ernie's show when they were interviewing him a few months back, and the police trainer. And what I found interesting is he said that those students... who were most likely to be thugs on the street were those who had the weakest physical and moral character about them.
I believe it.
So in other words, if they weren't that strong, that tough, you know, they could puff up in uniform. And if they were morally weak, mentally weak, they were more likely to be a thug as well.
That's what this cop said today. Exactly the same thing. This guy grew up the big brother to a little kid, to his brother who couldn't speak, couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair. He had pictures. It's authentic. Didn't make it to 11. I guess he made it to 11 or something like that. I may not have my facts entirely straight, but I did see the picture of the kid in the wheelchair. And he grew up sort of the big brother protector of this kid. And that's the reason he went into the police department. Did he ever step out of line? I'm sure he did. It would be very difficult to do that job and not feel that way. But his suggestion is that many people that with the weakening criteria for hiring, that what they were doing is they're hiring the people that were getting picked on in school, not the ones that were trying to protect people in school.
Good thoughts. Mm-hmm. So we'll give you coming up here in a moment what's happening in Dayton, Ohio, where the standards, they are a-dropping. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What is it? People don't want to become cops anymore? Why would that be? It's Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming man, Selby, Jumpman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children from under and minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini.
participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to support this program, there are ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through our affiliate links that we have there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of whatever it is you're buying. It's still the same Amazon. You're just starting your shopping through our portal, so Amazon knows that we sent them the business, so they send us a cut of the sale. That's how it works. So get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we're going to get back to your calls here in just a quick moment, but first...
Want freedom? Build freedom. Got programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
So we're talking about the continuing decline of standards as far as police departments, various different parts around the country. Dayton, Ohio, specifically focused on here tonight, WLSAM.com, reporting that Dayton is making it easier to pass its exam for police recruits as part of an agreement with the Department of Justice aimed at increasing the number of black officers in the Ohio City. In some cases, it will mean an F is a passing grade. According to published reports, I don't know whether why they're black has anything to do with this, but according to...
I don't know either. I mean, but I would assume that what they found is that if they segment people by ethnicity, that people of certain ethnicities are scoring lower. I think that it's pretty clear that some public schools, the public schools that
the
have...
Inner city public schools are not
higher numbers of ethnic folks... tend to have lower scores. I say that's a failing of the system entirely, and this is not the way to fix that problem.
According to published reports, past grading practices necessitated a 66% score on one part of the test and a 72% on part two of the test for an applicant to pass.
Yeah, I think 66% was considered a failure when I was in school.
That was a low D when I was in school.
If you're in the honors classes, generally they'll change it up. They'll make the scale a little easier where it's 90 to 100 is an A, mm-hmm. 80 to 90 is 80 to 89 is a B or whatever it is, and at which point an F is 60 and below. That's what you're talking
for
about.
For me, it was 64 and below when I was in school.
Maybe I'm
these things change though over time. So it was 66 and 72. They're now lowering the passing requirements to 58% and 63%, which equates to an F and a D on both sections of those tests.
The Dayton Daily News reports Thursday that the city's Civil Service Board says the change means that 748 people passed the most recent exam, increasing the number by 258. So they increased by 50% approximately the number of people who have passed this exam simply by lowering the standards. Hey, now more people are passing. That's great.
I find it very disturbing that they consider this, you know, these questions on this test must be important for people to become a police officer.
Apparently not.
And they just lower the standards?
Yep.
What does that say about the level of service that the people in Dayton, Ohio are going to get out of their police department, especially their new recruits?
The city and justice department in 2009 settled a suit that had accused Dayton of discriminating against blacks in its hiring of police officers and firefighters. As part of the agreement, the city was to develop new selection procedures. The city has said it plans to hire both police and firefighters by 2012 to replace retirees. So there you go, lowering the standards. Just figured we'd give you an update on that. And, of course, you're stuck. If you're in Dayton, you're stuck with this. What can you do?
Well,
you can't stop paying property taxes, so enjoy your new lowered quality of police recruits in Dayton, Ohio.
And towns across America want more and more and more police and firefighters. They feel that that's how they can better serve the public. And how are they going to go about getting more people on the books? They may very well choose this route, too.
In the 80s and 90s, there was a big push to hire more police officers in most every big city because of the war on drugs, the newly found minted war on drugs.
There's a big push just about every decade. There was in the very early 70s or late 60s. There was another one with the Nancy Reagan Say No to Drugs campaign. There was another one under Clinton, which I think was in like 96 or maybe it was a little earlier than that. And it's all you have to do is go on Facebook and it used to be MySpace, and they're just recruiting whole hog for cops.
Mm.
Whole hog.
There's a huge number of drive-by shootings, gang-related incidences in the early to mid-90s, which prompted another big push for more police officers, especially in places like L.A. and Chicago, New York, where gang violence was really bad as a result of the drug trade.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. But you'd have to, 1-800-259-9231. But you'd have to wonder, is there a stigma attached to being a police officer these days? Is it more difficult to get police recruits now than it has ever been in the past? I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but it would seem like...
I wouldn't think so.
It would seem to me that it would be getting more difficult because who wants to be a cop? I mean, they're hated. Cops are hated by so many people.
Some chicks dig them.
That's really true. They have groupies.
They get really great salaries and they have excellent benefits and they only have to work 20 years.
No doubt, Mark. I mean, clearly there's an attraction for people. Obviously, sadists are attracted to becoming cops. They have no problem being a cop because they want to wield power over others. But as far as us regular folk, how many people actually want to deal with that? I mean, obviously the job itself has some inherent risks. You know, they're dealing with criminals, and you could possibly get hurt in those situations, and that's dangerous. And clearly, the payment has to overcome some of that, and the benefits have to overcome some of that concern. But also, in the past, when the police were actually peace officers and were more focused on actually restoring peace rather than putting men and women in cages, then they were, I think, there was a greater level of respect afforded to the police. They were looked at as somebody who is out there to help rather than to harm. And I don't think I think that's different today. I think certainly in my circles and in the younger generations, there's not a lot of love for the police, at least that I can tell, because, well, we know that our friends have been locked in cages by these people. That the police are out there arresting people for doing things like being underage and having alcohol or having a plant in their pocket or a chemical or driving over the speed limit or something like that. And that does not engender goodwill and positive community relations.
Well, even when
with people,
what younger people experience a great deal is that police immediately suspect them of all kinds of crimes.
Sure.
And that's not a good feeling when you get pulled over, say, for a legitimate speeding ticket, and the officer says, I'm going to have to ask you to step out so I can search the car. And then you do step out. Now they say, I'm going to have to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in a tone that sounds as though they're not asking at all. So the person steps out, they toss the car, they leave it a mess, they find nothing in there, and then they leave the young person there to clean it up. Or they do find something, and the young person finds out later, hey, I didn't have to let them in, but it sure sounded like I did.
Well, what sensible individual would be familiar with that situation, have that happen to a friend or a family member, or themselves? What sensible individual would look at that and say, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to be that guy. I want to be that cop that's going around shaking people down.
Well, I think many people would say that they would do the job better. They do it more fairly. I don't know.
But they
that
would be working with those guys.
I don't know that I agree with you, man. This hiring situation seems to be more about hiring people of a certain ethnicity than it seems to be about recruiting people in general. I think that they don't have any.
Well, in general, lower scores are going to apply across the board. The lower scores aren't applying just to one specific ethnicity. It's just overall.
It gives them they said that the stated reason was about ethnicity. And yes, you know, they can, if somebody scores properly, then they have the option of hiring them. That doesn't mean that they're going to hire them just because
they pass. But it just means,
Mark,
it's not to say that people of a certain ethnicity are not as smart as others.
No,
it's
that's
to say that the smarter ones are not becoming cops. The smarter people are choosing other careers. They're not even looking at policing as an option. They're not even in the pool of recruits. So as a result of that, they're having to expand the scores, the scoring requirements to increase their pool.
Maybe quotas are affecting the black community in that the smarter folks, the more educated, whatever. I think that these competency exams have a tendency to be skewed to some extent, but maybe those folks are fine. Even they have quotas in other industries that are drawing them elsewhere. So I don't know.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Either way, it seems like it's getting easier and easier to be a cop if you are, somebody who is dumb or a thug or something like that. And I think that the makeup of the police is going to discourage the better people, the smarter ones and the more compassionate ones, from entering into that career. If I'm intelligent and compassionate and I know how violent the police are and how dangerous they are and how disrespected they are in the community, I wouldn't want to associate myself with those people. I don't care what the paycheck is. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I have to respect myself. I have to hope that other people would respect me as well. And it's hard. It's getting harder and harder to respect these people because they're hurting people. They're hurting peaceful people. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up what you want. Hour number two is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.